We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm just really humbled by this. This has been home for, you know, really my adult life. I grew up in Orleans and, you know, I joined the Army here. I got married here. I had kids here. My kids, you know, go to school. This is our community, and we're super proud. The key is, never heard of this happening before. I think Terry Anderson was the last guy to get the key to the city, and Terry Anderson is an icon, American and Western New York. It's really humbling, and it really touches my heart.
You got to do some truly American things. I mean, get a key to a city, throw out a first pitch in a major league game. You talked about the America that you observed while going on this tour. Can you just maybe touch on that again?
Look, I got my first stop in New York City was a gay pride parade. And I thought to myself, I don't know how this is going to go over. You know, Army guy, uniform, Medal of Honor. They saluted me. They told me to go get ISIS. They thanked me for my service. Everywhere I go, everywhere the cable news TV tells me America is divided, I see people of all political persuasions, suspected sexualities, religion, politics. They all support the troops. That's what represents our armed forces. I don't see division. I see people, you'll get division if you get into issues and you start talking. But when it comes to our troops, our mission, what we're doing over there, LA, Chicago, New York, everyone supports what we do, and it's amazing. That's why the approval rating's so high. It's amazing to see. It's beautiful to see.
And you say you do what you do no matter who's in office. No
absolutely.
Matter, I mean, I reiterate that.
I joined under President Bill Clinton, deployed under President Bush. If Barack Obama called me on the phone when he was president and said invade Nova Scotia, that's what we're doing. Our commander-in-chief is our commander-in-chief. There is no political party on a dog tag. Those conversations in the barracks are about mission, family, and coming home. And I don't care who you love. I don't care what you look like, who you worship. I'm fighting for you. You're fighting for me. We're coming home. That's what we do. Because so many amazing men and women we weren't able to come to bring home. And they're with us every single day. So that's the reality. Everything else is just, you know, fodder and garbage.
David, so many people want to know what your next step is. Will you run for Congress?
You know, I am I'm with the Army right now, and I'm very proud to be with the Army. I think it would be really irresponsible. I don't think I'm authorized to even talk about that. I can assure you that it's the last thing on my mind. And I could also tell you that, no one drafted me in the Army. I voluntarily served. Nothing is going to sway me one side to, you know, run or not run. I'm 100% focused. I don't know when that obligation is going to end. And it's the last thing on my thought process right now is anything. Matter of fact, I take great pride in what we are doing across the country, which is putting men and women in the military. And we're talking to moms and dads, and we're convincing young people to make a decision that made me better. And we want to encourage as many people to make that same decision. You know, this isn't the time to divide. It's not the time to take partisan issues. I want to focus on telling the Army story.
David, I've been following the media coverage of your tours, and then we saw just the outpouring you got here today. I'm just wondering how you compare or what you think about, you know, the community reaction versus what, you know, how you've been treated across the country.
Well, community reaction, we have a great community in Western New York. I don't think there's ever been a time when anyone's questioned the patriotism of Western New Yorkers, but Batavia in particular. I was always treated, when I wore my uniform coming home from leave in Batavia, I was always thanked. I see people today that are being thanked. It's important that we remind, you know, our citizens about what Vietnam men and women went through. And if we're going to just reflexively thank people currently serving, that we should go back and make up for that wrong and let those men and women know that they're loved and appreciated. But I'm telling you, I never expected Los Angeles. Mayor de Blasio has been kind. I've gotten letters from Senator Gillibrand, Senator Schumer, Mark Poloncarz in Erie County, Brian Higgins, the congressman in Erie County. There was a time when ideologically those were polar opposites. that's not the case. Everyone has been very kind, and I'm very appreciative of it. And what I'm trying to do is just take that love and shine it to people that don't hear it. And we need to thank every veteran like they've got this around their neck and appreciate service to our country. Whether it's in uniform or it's in your community soup kitchen, service is the key to everything. I believe it.
David, you've been around, you've done a lot, you've kind of been on the move since you got this Medal of Honor. I know you don't think of yourself as a celebrity, but you have been nationally, you've gotten this attention. How has life really changed for you, really over the last couple of months?
I probably took 5 pictures with another person that wasn't related to me in my life, you know what I mean? It's really strange. You know, just law enforcement, strangers. I'm standing in Times Square next to a cowboy in a diaper, you know, playing a guitar, and like hundreds of people are just coming up, and it's abundantly clear to me that the award is what they hold in reverence, and I'm just a custodian of it. I don't consider this to be about your personal anything. I remind people about my unit. I remind people about the men who died and gave their lives, and about the men and women still in the fight, because I believe that this is emblematic of just a generation. Look, God bless World War II and every other generation that came before us. No generation has been asked to do more for America than my generation. There are men and women that have gone, you know, close to 8 years deployed away from their families, and they deserve to take a victory lap for what they've done for this country.
Seen your family much?
It's been tough, you know, but at the same time, I'm seeing a lot, I'm learning a lot, I'm listening to all these different people that haven't been recognized. My troops appreciate the unit this has brought to 2-2 Infantry and all the guys that I served with. But, you know, the Army's been really good to me, and I just want to share that message. It's really what my objective is.
You enjoying yourself on this tour around the country?
I'm enjoying being home right now. I'm enjoying seeing you. But, I don't know if this is supposed to be. It happens. It's organized. And everything is laid out, and it's like it's the military, so everything's laid out. But it's just so shocking to go to areas and just see people that are just so kind. I never saw this much love and kindness. And then you'll get a local vet that shows up from Korea, a guy from World War II, and then everyone just goes right to this guy, and everyone shows him kindness and love. And then there's a woman that'll step up and say, I served in the Cold War, I didn't go to war. And then all the cameras go on that person. That's what it's supposed to be about, is just honoring service and reminding young people there's a lot of reasons why we're divided, but in this institution, you know, you're gonna be treated with honor and dignity, and it's the best thing you could do for yourself, the best thing you can do for your country and your community is to serve your country.
David, I mean, there's a website to try to get you to run. Do you understand why? Do you understand why people want you to run? Do you get that?
I don't. But well, listen, I ran for Congress. And in 2012, I ran a primary. And everything that I'm being awarded for now happened in 2004. I don't know what I was supposed to do in 2012. But the only difference that separates that run from this run is an award. It means too much to me to throw it on the table and say, now I'm really serious. Now I deserve a vote. I think that there's too many people that have sacrificed and died, and I'm effective right now. This is working. We're putting people in the Army. We're changing people's perceptions about service. We're not mouth-dragging, you know, knuckle-dragging mouth breathers. And we come home and we employ people and we work and we get jobs, and veterans are, you're a soldier forever. I'm very happy doing what I'm doing now, and the Army is going to use me, so... Until they say, you know, you're no longer of service, then I could focus on the future. But the last thing I'm thinking about right now is cashing this in. And I just feel like it would be cashing it in.
David, you give a compelling case for joining the military with your words outside during the ceremony. Other nations, it's required as part of national service, where, as you pointed out, the U.S. Army and the U.S. military is all volunteer. Does that give the U.S. military the edge in terms of success?
I think America gives us the edge just because what we're fighting for, no other country can really claim they have. I mean, what makes us tenacious on the battlefield isn't our technology. You know, it's what we fight for. And that document, those rights, they get manipulated and politics get involved. But when you boil it down, what this country stands for, the opportunities that are out here, we fight for Batavia, we fight for Western New York, we fight for our homes and our neighborhoods, and I don't know if the enemy can say that. So I think that's what makes us the greatest nation, the greatest military in the world.
David, you've been recognized in several other places. Does it mean more to be recognized here in Batavia?
Absolutely. I mean, just Western New York in general. I mean, you know what's crazy? Everywhere I go, L.A., New York, they're all like, "Ooh, Buffalo." You know, they're little comments about our weather and our football. And you know what's changed? There's something else to talk about Buffalo, about our community. And it went from negative punchline stuff to focusing on all the positives. Hey, Buffalo's coming back. Hey, a lot of vets are from Buffalo. Hey, there's other recipients from Buffalo. And now it's not a punchline anymore. And I really appreciate that because this is my home and I'm very proud of being from Buffalo. And, you know, I don't want to be goofed on. We have no reason. We hold our heads up high. We're from Buffalo, New York. We're from Western New York. We should be proud. And this is, they realized after like the second interview, I don't find it funny. Let's talk about the good things about Western New York. We have a lot of people who love this country. We have a lot of good citizens. And we don't have a lot of problems other regions have. Our cities are coming back. Our economy's, you know, bouncing back. And our food is amazing. And the weather, you're sweating your face off right now. Look at the shoes. So there you go.
David, what is next for you? Is your tour over? Are you staying home for 2 weeks?
No, I'm going to Fort Knox, Kentucky with Training Doctrine, which is basic training. I'm going to start talking to a lot of people that are in the military and remind them why, even though their drill sergeants are making them exercise, why they've made the best decision of their lives. And then we're going to go to Army installations. Then we're going to do public schools, and we're going to get out there and talk to young people. The key demographic is 8 to 10-year-olds. And remind them that this country, the cable news will tell you one thing, but America is worth any sacrifice. And remind them that national service is paramount. And it doesn't have to come with a rifle and a grenade. You could do it in your communities, but give back because that's what keeps America rolling. That's what we're focusing on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.